So last year, I had Catherine Safari from Nutrisense.io come on my show to talk about their AI product mixed with a CGM device, which is a continuous glucose monitoring device. And she talked about all the different benefits that you could use this technology for. That episode was number 385, if you care to check that out. But I tried this device for a month, and I wanted to bring Catherine back on my show not only to talk about my results, but also she had some new upgrades to the Nutrisense software that she wanted to speak about. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part one of two of an interview I did with Catherine Safari from Nutrisense.io. So Catherine, thanks again for being on my show. We wanted to circle back 6 months later after I tried out Nutrisense, the CGMs, and have a few questions for you. And we'll leave that for a different episode. But today we wanted to talk about some of the new things that are happening on Nutrisense, as far as you were mentioning doing more Zoom calls, any more AI kind of built into the thing. Because I was really impressed with originally the AI of stuff you could find out on your own, how to input foods. It was so clean. So tell us more about what's going on new.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I know it's hard to believe it's been like 6 months. I feel like, oh my gosh, that it's gone by in a blink. But in the land of tech startups, it's like dog years. Like it's been 7 years basically since we last talked. So one of our big initiatives at Nutrisense right now, which is super cool and we're really excited about, is that we now offer insurance covered video calls for our members. So if anyone in your audience has participated with us in the past, that the way that you communicate with your dedicated nutritionist has been in the app through a chat, like a text message sort of app chat. And we've now really shifted basically majority of our interaction with our members is now through video chats. And it's been incredible. We've had so much positive response to it, both from our team of nutritionists, diet and our members, because as your audience probably knows and as, isn't it so much better to really feel that connection with someone, to see them, to talk to them, to really be able to get those little nuances, those little like touchy-feely things that you just can't get from someone chatting with you in the app. You can pick up on funny things that maybe are not as funny when you're just reading them. And I also feel like you can just be way more efficient in terms of answering questions, explaining some of this stuff, because it's not intuitive, right? When you put it on, you might think you understand what you're looking at, but it's really difficult. And as you noticed, our app is chock full of bells and whistles and things. And if you don't quite know what to look for, you can miss out on some of the functionality that we're offering.
I think I was pretty tech savvy. I'm 43 and I'm slowly slipping away from knowing everything, but I did pretty good on there. And I did love the chat support, how quickly I got in response to a dietitian and everything. But I do think like some of the times when you're texting, maybe the wrong message is being conveyed because like sometimes a dietitian would respond back and it's not really the answer I was, right. You know, maybe I said it wrong type thing. And that happens with any type of chat service from any business. So I think definitely that will go a long way. And I know in my business, a lot of it is through emails and chat, but I always do, just like you said, a face-to-face Zoom call because you get that connection, you could hear some stories and you really know what the client is asking for. So I think that's great to add that to the program. What's the setup for that? Is that like once a month or is it multiple times?
Yeah. So it's all based on insurance. So we're still sort of rolling it out. We're not taking all insurance, but a large majority of the big insurance carriers. And then it's incredible how many of them do have a set number, sometimes 10, sometimes unlimited covered nutrition calls. So it's been super exciting for us. And as you said, you can just really make that connection with someone and they're that much more willing to make that behavior change, right? Or try that thing out that you're like, have you thought about this? And it's one thing to see someone message you in the app. And then it's another thing to be like, oh yeah, I know what Catherine looks like. I know she really wanted me to try that thing out or try and start doing that. And it's just more accountability and motivation to make those changes. You asked about frequency, sorry.
Yeah.
And that, yes, it's really up to whatever the people want, whatever the member wants. It could be a weekly cadence. It could be a bi-weekly cadence, once a month, whatever works for them and their schedule.
Yeah. As far as insurance, I can't remember from our previous chat, you probably mentioned it, but do some insurances completely cover NutriSense or only for like a month or just for the CGM, not the service? How did that
work? Yeah. So insurance companies, they do not cover the NutriSense subscription, like the plan that you purchase on the app or on the website. So that is not covered by insurance. We do accept like an FSA or an HSA account if you have that through your employer.
Yeah.
You can use that credit card or whatever savings account to purchase it, which is pre-tax, which is great. But this is the video calls are what are being covered.
Okay. So even just the initial purchase of the CGM is no way paid out by some insurance companies?
Correct. No, okay. It is not. It is not. Yeah.
Okay. And so just to name a few, what some of the insurance companies that will they'll cover that? I imagine it's got to be PPOs. I have an HMO and there's only, I'm pretty much ousted from a lot of stuff, but.
Yeah. It's big ones like Aetna, Cigna, Blue Cross, okay. Blue Shield, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And is there an easy way to check with your provider or just go to your guys' website to check or?
Yeah. Go to our website and you can click and we will funnel you directly into the program to see if you're eligible for the calls. Absolutely.
Very cool. Because a lot of people are like, I don't want to do the work and talk to my insurance companies. It's terrible. But easy, then that's sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool. Any more upgrades to the program overall with like AI or anything else that was last 6-7 months since I was using it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think we had it in the app when you were using it, the photo feature of the food and that it will recognize the food that you're taking a photo of, right?
Yeah, I think it did do that. That was one of the coolest things.
Yeah, super easy. Because then I'm like, you have no excuse not to log your meals. Just take a picture of it.
That's it. Yeah, just a couple little edits if you want to change how big the picture thought it was and whatnot. But yeah, that was so easy to use. And the coolest thing was when I was talking to the dietitian, she like put out some links to go to your video library to like learn more about it, kind of the topic I was more interested in. And then getting to dive down the rabbit hole of what I wanted versus trying to read the entire library. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we still have all that education material in there. Because again, some people are like, I got to learn on my own or I don't have time to do this kind of during regular time, which is great. And so we have all that kind of stuff like making sense of glucose and some weight loss type structured programs that are in there if you want to follow that kind of thing. But absolutely, like really targeted, specific, like I want to learn about this in particular. We have that kind of stuff in there. So that's been really great. The ability to chat with your nutritionist in the app. We've just sort of changed around some of the functionality of it, just the user interface of it to make it a little bit easier. Putting your goal front and center. So when you go through our questionnaire, we ask you to select a health goal, like your main goal. And sometimes people forget about it, to be totally honest. I've talked to a lot of our members that have like completed the program and they say, well, what I thought I wanted to look at when I signed up for it ended up not being my goal at the end. And I think sometimes people don't even know what they're looking to do until they've already gone through and they're like, oh, I thought I was here to prevent diabetes, but, or whatever it is, or weight loss. And I ended up learning more about exercise and my glucose at the end of the day. So changing your goal. And I think that really has helped a lot of people keep their kind of head in the game and focused on what they want to get out of the program.
Yeah. Anything in the future and within the next year that's going to be changing or everything's set in motion right now with what you got?
Yeah, those were the big rollouts from the start of the year. So we're really getting like the steam going on all these calls and really ramping up with that. So it's been great. We've got some new hires on our team to help handle all these calls and it's just exciting. It's a great time.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.